This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. SBF and FTX are the cryptocurrency initials of the day. Today, Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder and former CEO of the defunct crypto exchange FTX, found himself in a courtroom in the Bahamas this morning, arrested, as you've heard, at the request of the American government for the circumstances surrounding the implosion of FTX. Bankman-Fried indicated he is going to fight extradition to the United States, where federal prosecutors have indicted him for fraud and conspiracy. Also today in Washington, where the guest of honor would have been SBF, if not for the aforementioned indictment, the now CEO of FTX, who was steering the company through bankruptcy, said it has taken losses of more than $7 billion and that what happened looks like, and this is a quote, old-fashioned embezzlement. So, amid this veritable tsunami of bad crypto headlines, do you suppose it's possible for crypto to get its mojo back? Marketplace's Lily Jamali has that story.
This moment just might be the beginning of the end for crypto, according to Duke's Lee Reiners, who says all signs pointed to that in today's congressional hearing.
The main takeaway was just the complete lack of internal controls at all the FTX entities, including a lack of books and records.
Reiner says the problem isn't the industry itself.
It's the product that the industry is selling. You know, cryptocurrencies are just digital assets that are created out of thin air.
Assets that he says trade purely on speculation. Reiners is among the critics who says crypto has had 14 years to find what it calls its killer use case, its economic value. Supporters say they've only had 14 years. Kristen Smith is executive director of the Blockchain Association.
This is a very novel technology. There's a lot of development going on, and most of the promising applications in this space haven't yet reached a point where they're ready for use on a mass scale. So we have to give it time to build.
Even after the collapse of two cryptocurrencies, a crypto hedge fund, and now FTX, Smith says the industry has the infrastructure to survive.
This is a setback, but I do think it is one that the industry ultimately will be able to overcome.
But the industry can't rebuild trust on its own, says former commodities regulator Timothy Massett, who's now at Harvard. He says regulators have to play a part.
We need basic standards to protect customer assets adequately. We need standards to prevent the operation of conflicting businesses.
And prohibit entities from trading with themselves. Good for the public and the industry, too, as it keeps looking for that killer use case. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.